Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. The Spirit then compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness, where he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. He was out among the wild animals, and angels took care of him. I suspect that we'd all like to think that if our lives were totally led by the Spirit like Jesus' life, then we'd be able to avoid all challenges and difficulties. Life would be one long succession of blessings and smiling people. Experience of Jesus shows us that that isn't the way that the Spirit works. Led by the Holy Spirit, Jesus faced temptations, injustice, opposition, and violence. But as he did so, he was given the wisdom and strength to face every challenge. The New Testament is incredibly candid about the challenges which face those who follow Jesus. Jesus himself was very clear that his followers would face problems. He saw it as an inevitable consequence of living in a broken and sinful world. In Jesus' teaching to his disciples before his death, he gave them lots of encouragement, but he was very straightforward about the problems that they would face. He said, "I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you'll have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." That was from John chapter 16. I'm sure that if you look back through the last couple of years, you could identify many temptations, challenges, and difficulties that you've had to face. That's life. The same will be true in the months and years ahead. But we need not be afraid, because as the Holy Spirit leads us through these experiences, he will also give us the wisdom and strength to cope with them. When Jesus sent his disciples out on their first mission, he assured them that it would be tough. He said that he was sending them out like sheep among wolves. He told them that they'd be handed over to the courts and flogged with whips in the synagogues. On the face of it, everything would go wrong. But Jesus told them not to be fearful, because God would perfectly equip them for the challenges they would face. He told them not to worry about what they would say when they were arrested, because the Spirit would give them just the right words. I totally understand why we all shrink from the idea of temptations, problems, and opposition. But with the Holy Spirit with us, we have nothing at all to fear. As we trust him, we will have all the wisdom, strength, and words that we will need. So let me ask you a question. How does this teaching help you as you look to your own future? And now let's pray together. Loving God, we invite your Holy Spirit to fill us and to guide us every step of our lives. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.